If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Micah, Old Testament minor prophet Micah, chapter number 3. Micah chapter 3, if you have a place to stand with, an honored reading of God's Word. The Bible says in verse 1, Micah chapter 3 says, "And I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment, who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them, and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them, and they break their bones and chop them in pieces as for the pot and as for flesh within a cauldron. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but He will not hear them. He will even hide His face from them at that time as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, that they even prepare war against him. For night shall be unto you, and you shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God." What a sad day. But verse 8, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of the judgments of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression, to Israel his sin. Hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob, the princes of the house of Israel that abhor judgment and pervert all equity. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets therefore divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, Is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall be become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest." I want to preach tonight just a minute, if God will be my help, on princes and powers. Princes and powers. As we see this tonight in the Word and the volume of the book, we see Micah, and he's proclaiming here to Jacob and Israel, he's proclaiming a judgment to come. I want to say, people, if we don't get right with God, if our country don't get right with God, our people don't get right with God, there's a judgment coming. I think we're already seeing it in the scourges in the land. We're seeing earthquakes in diverse places, tornadoes, hurricanes. We're seeing that. I believe it's just the judgment of God. He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to show us that He loves us and He cares for us. You say, well, that's a funny way to show it. Well, have you never chastened your children to get their attention? Because you love them. Not because you hate them. You don't beat them. You don't give them a spanking because you hate them. You give them a spanking because you love them. Amen. To correct their ways so they know the truth and what's right and what's wrong. We see the Bible here as it talks about these princes. And these princes had all the power. These princes of Israel, they was up there in the, you might say, in the county seat to take care of business as usual. But while they were up there take care of business as usual, God was fixing to bring judgment upon them. They were taken and never given back. There's a whole lot of folks like that in the world today. They want to take and they never give back. God's blessed us in so many ways. He give us an opportunity to uplift the precious name of God, to give back that God has so graciously given us. I tell you, throughout the history, throughout the world, we've seen time and time again when a nation gets heated and high-minded and it begins to go its own way and seek its own way, it's doomed to fall. You hear what I said? A country, a nation, that'll go its own way is doomed to fall. It's going to go down. God, the promise it was, it always has. But I thank God that there's a people in a place that can come before God Almighty, get their hearts right with the Lord, and persevere for the good cause of Christ, even in this day that we live. We can lift up our eyes and look up into the heavens, the hills from which cometh our help. Help comes from the Lord. It comes from there to us. It comes down to us. Praise God. God don't withhold it from us, but He'll pour it out out on us if we want help. I don't know about you. I need help every day. I need the power of God every day. I need the plan of God every day. My plans can be upended really quickly, but I'm glad I can be part of God's plan. Amen. It's a good plan. Amen. But God said, listen, so these princes, they've seized the power. We can see that in verses 1 through 4. And they begin to do those things. And they don't even realize that all around them out in the country, amen, out away from their little old county seat there where they're at, they don't realize that peoples are struggling. They don't realize that peoples are having a hard time. Instead of pointing them back to God, they're just taking in and enjoying themselves while the people suffer. I was reading this the other day, and I've been reading through the book of Micah and some of these minor prophets. I got to thinking that you could you just imagine how the people felt, how they were in desperate need. They were taking them, they were taxing them, they were bringing all the money in. And I can just see those poor people as they're looking through the windows, maybe peeking through the bars, looking, trying to find some comfort somewhere and finding none. I believe that's what's happening in the world today. These people trying to find comfort, looking for it everywhere in the world, and finding none. Amen. I can see them in my mind's eye. Amen. They don't have any consciousness of the people and the pain and the suffering they're in. I tell you that we have to be very, very careful with that. I remember when we were studying in world history, they was talking about in the French Revolution and how the people began to rise up. Because of want, because they was taxed to extreme. The government was taking everything they had and giving them back nothing. I will say that's what the government does, by the way. It just takes and takes and takes and can't give you nothing because all it can give you is what you've already gave it. Amen. These people that think the government's going to take care of you, praise God, you got another thing coming. The government don't have anything. Praise God if the people don't give them. He said it's the queen of France that they come to her. They said, listen, queen. He said, the people are out in the streets. They're protesting. They're pitiful because they have no bread. And you know what the queen, you know what they said the queen said? She said, well, what's the problem? Said, well, they have no bread, queen. They have no bread. She said, well, just give them cake. Let them eat cake. Amen. And you see how out of touch they are? I want to say, praise God, we're so out of touch today. We don't realize that there's a God of heaven, praise God. And if anything, we're going to get anything, glory to God, we've got to get it from Him. And if He don't supply it, praise God, we'll stand and walk. We'll go without. We'll starve down. We'll be pitiful, praise God, without the power of God.
Amen.
Amen. We need the power of God. We need the help of God. Amen. Praise God. They was another story said in the Russian, the Bolshevik turnout when everybody was fretting and everybody's when communism was taking over. And they said, well, this is the thing. This is the deal. And the fat cats are setting up in the office, taking up the people's money and living high on the hog. And when the people come out to protest, they said, what's going on down there? They said, well, the people's protesting. You've took everything they got. They don't have means to live. Amen. Praise God. And they said, well, hey, what the? Oh, well, there ain't no problem with that. You know what they did? They went out and shot them dead. Amen. Because, why you say, preacher, how can stuff like that, when godly people forget God, things like that happen. When we put our trust in some, Micah said, he says here in chapter 1, and it made me think, the day that we're living in, you can see this happening before us. Amen. He talks about these princes and them in power. He talks about in verses 2 through 4. He talks about this, the skinning and plucking off the skin and the bones and flaying the skin off and breaking their bones and chopping them in pieces and putting them in a pot and the flesh in a cauldron. Brother Jeff, when I was reading this the other day, I thought about that little old boy over there, that little boy over at Sherathon, that one that was talking about that upper tuck. Amen. He was basically talking about wringing a chicken's neck. Amen. But he was applying it. He worked around chicken and he was applying it to the upper tug. When God tugs us, when God takes us out of here, when God gives us, when you can feel His presence on you. And I got to thinking about that. I got to thinking, that little boy, I can just see it in my mind's eye. Is there flaunting it? Praise God. It's a man that's skilled with his hand, takes an old chicken and he plucks it and he skins it out right there before the people and them not got nothing. And he cuts that thing up and makes sure he flays out every piece of meat on it. And then he cuts up the bone, chops up the bone, won't even leave a scrap for the people. And he chops it up, puts it in the pot, puts it in a cauldron, praise God, while they stand with that. Glory be to God. They take all of the flesh, all of the meat, all of the soup, praise God, for themselves. Amen. But that'll not serve a purpose. Amen. Outside of God Almighty. And Micah said, they've got all the things they need. They've got all the prosperity. They've got all the finances. They've got everything the world has to offer. But I want to say tonight, church, the world ain't enough. Hello. Amen. Praise God. Listen to me. The world ain't enough. Amen. The world cannot satisfy the inward man. Amen. Your inward man in the world, nobody, you can have everything. You say, preacher, if I was only rich. Amen. If I was, that's what them Hollywood people think too. And them, they're so miserable, they're committing suicide. Michael Jackson, one of the richest singers ever was, and had to have a doctor and put him to sleep and wake him back up. He was miserable in his wealth. He's miserable in what he had in his own hands, praise God. He needed God Almighty. Sad part, how they started out singing group in churches. Amen. Started singing for Jesus, praise God, and ended up singing for the devil. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that about Mikey. Praise God, I know you wouldn't, but I did. Amen. He is of the devil, praise God. He had devil music. Amen. He done a devil walk, praise God. Amen. He said, what's happening? He said, these princes is taking all, praise God, and they can't give nothing. What they've done, he said, they've stolen the people away from God. Amen. When the princes seize power, not meant to be that way. You say, preacher, who's supposed to be in charge? God. Hello? God is supposed to be in charge. God is the one supposed to be in control. God is supposed to dictate our life and how our pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It comes from God Almighty. Hey, newsflash, no man can give you that. Amen. We try to find it in a man, we'll be let down, we'll be disappointed. Amen. Micah, he sees the poverty in these people. He sees the problem in these people. Where is it? He sees it up at the big house. Amen. Amen. They're fleecing the poor. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. They're robbing the people so that they can live in riotous living. That's what the Bible calls it. So we see the princes, but we also see the prophets. The Bible says they're lying prophets. Amen? Verse 5, he said, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophet that they make a people err. That bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. He said they're venomous. He said they bite with teeth. That word bite with the teeth has the essence of a poisonous snake. Amen. He said, what they're prophesying is poison. He said, it'll kill, it'll destroy, it'll harm. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's in their mouth. It's what they're proclaiming. It's what's coming out of them. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, why would they do that? So that they can accommodate the religious crowd. Why do people do it today? Why do they speak perverse things contrary to the Word of God? Why are people taking this old King James Bible and saying it's good enough? Because, praise God, it'll still touch hearts. It'll still convict souls. It'll still show people, praise God, that there's a God of heaven and there's still such a thing as sin. But praise God, if you'll trust the God of heaven, He'll get you out of sin. Amen. I don't have a problem with this book. Amen. Other than just living it to God's fulfillment. Amen. But they were doing it. They were doing what they did, amen, to accommodate the religious crowd. Amen. You say, well, why would they do that? They had options. No, because the establishment was in control. It was establishment controlled. Amen? That's what's happening in a whole lot of places today. Now, you hear me well this morning. Praise God, in Canada, you can't preach on sodomy. If you do, praise God, you'll go to jail. Amen? That's why I don't call them queers. I don't call them homosexuals. I call them sodomites, because that's what God calls them. He said it's abomination of God to take outside the city and stone them and put out that wicked sin from among you. He said, don't let it be a fester. Don't let it get started, because it'll ruin humanity. Amen. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Amen. You take Adam and Steve and you put them out there on an island by themselves in 70 years, they's nobody. It's a deserted island. Amen. I don't know, I'm not too smart, but that sounds to me like God had a better plan than that. Amen. God decided to take a man and a woman, they married, and they come together in unity of marriage, became one flesh, praise God. They left their father and mother, they clave to one another, they became one flesh, and they lived, praise God, for God's glory. And then the Bible said, along come little Johnny and little Susie and little Sally and little Jeffy, praise God, and said, hey, they said, the children are a heritage of the Lord. Amen. It keeps people coming along praising God. But he said these prophets, these false prophets, they're lying to people. Amen. They biting like snakes. They were like vipers. Amen. Praise God. And said they was approaching darkness because of their lying. He said, therefore night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine, and the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. He said, God said, I ain't going to have nothing to do with that big, a wicked bunch. He said, I'm not going to, they can't speak the truth because they don't know the truth. You know why people can't tell the truth, praise God? Because they don't know what truth is. He said, well, preacher, what is truth? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He is truth, praise God. There's no truth like Him, praise God. He is the truth. But he said, because of that. Look what it says in verse 7. It said, then shall the seers be ashamed and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. They run out of anything to say. Amen. They get to looking, they can't find nothing because they've drove God away because of their error, because they're sinful, because of their disrespect for God. We're living a day and era, we think everything's okay now. Amen. I won't say everything ain't okay. Everything, praise God. A sin's still sin. I don't care what Hollywood says. If they say, well, this is okay now, and that's okay now, and this is okay. He said, it's all right to shack up now. It's okay, just try a relationship out before you get into it, before you get married, or maybe not even get married at all. Just live all shacked up all your life. I won't say God ain't in that in 1,000 miles, praise God. God said you're supposed, He said, the marriage bed is undefiled. He said, we're supposed to get married and live happily ever after. That's what you got to do. Number one, you got to make a commitment to God, and you got to make a commitment to one another. In the last month, I seen I don't know how many and folks that were shacked up living together. Oh, preacher, this is going to last forever. We are in love. You know what I told them? I said, if you love each other, you'd get married. Amen. If you loved each other, you wouldn't live in sin. Hello? Amen. Amen. Praise God. God said, praise God, He said we're supposed to love each other, make a commitment, get married. He said when you make a vow, you're supposed to make it for life. He said better not to make a vow than to make one and break it. Oh me. But you know why it ain't working out? Because they've never had a commitment to begin with. Amen. This is simple, but praise God, this is the way it is. It's just like going down to the pound and getting a puppy. And buddy, that thing's just as cute and fluffy and praise God as can be when it's little. But when that thing gets grown up, it's just a dog. Amen? What we're doing, we're going down the pound, we're picking out something warm and fluffy, praise God. But when it gets old, brother, we want to get rid of it, we want to take it to pound, we want to give it away, praise God, because it's got old. Amen. That's what happens when there's no commitment. Hello? That's why we're supposed to. I don't know why I'm going this direction tonight. It's for somebody. Maybe it's for me. Amen. Glory be to God. He said we're supposed to love each other till death do us part, for better, for worse, for rich or poor. Praise God. He said we're supposed to dig in together. Well, I'm supposed to be a helpmate for her husband. Praise God. And plow just as hard as he does. Amen. Stay with it. Praise God. Ain't nowhere to quit. Amen. I expected more men to say amen right there. Amen. You ladies, you just don't amen as much. But some of you men usually amen more than that. I think I got one good amen up here. Amen. Praise God. We got that. But that's the way God designed me. And this lying stuff, praise God. I said, well, you know what? It's okay. I've heard preachers say, you know what, if it don't work out, we'll just call it a bad test, amen, and let it go. I want to say, praise God, you ought to hold on to it for dear life because it's a commitment that you made. If you don't make it between God and that person, praise God, it's not right to begin with. Amen. You can't love somebody till you love God. Amen. I think about what Micah was telling here. He said these ungodly, probably these lying prophets, they're trying to love on people. They can't love people, can't get the people in, can't tell the people the truth because they don't love God. Amen. Now, if I didn't love you, if I didn't love the Lord and love you, praise God, I could tell you all kind of fairy tales. I could sit here and tell you how good you look and how you're running well, you know. No matter which direction you're going, it's okay. You just go ahead and do what feels good. If it makes you feel good, all warm and fuzzy inside, well, then it'd probably be all right for you. But I want to say, praise God, if it's contrary to this book, amen, you ought to chunk it. You ought to leave it alone. You ought to get on the right path, praise God, on that, go through that straight gate and follow Jesus, praise God, where He'd take you to have you to be. Amen. Praise God. That's free. That didn't cost you a dime. Amen. I feel better, don't you? Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing we have in order. You say, why? Because there's no answer from God when we don't tell the truth. When we're not seeking the truth, we'll never find an answer from God if we're looking for fairy tales. Why do you think they call them fairy tales? Because they're not true. Amen. I've never nobody would eat a poison apple, fall asleep, and lay there for years. Pray God till Prince Charming come along to kiss them. Amen. It's a fairy tale. But I want to tell you tonight what's not a fairy tale, praise God. It's the Almighty God and the power that He has. But these princes have tried to seize the power. It didn't belong to them, praise God. It belonged to God. Amen. We can't take God's power. But boy, we can rejoice in His power. Amen. Praise God. So we see the prophets, the lying prophets, and we see the prophets, the Lord's prophet, and we see his claim. Look at verse 8. He said, but truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgressions and to Israel his sin. Amen. He said the lying prophets, he said, bought by men. Amen. They've been bought by men. Powerful men have persuaded them. Or you might say powerful men have dissuaded them. Anybody watch this political thing that's playing out now? It's the craziest thing I ever did. They flip-flopping like no man's business. I'm for that. And they'll be on another news show tomorrow morning and say, I'm against that. Well, you said yes, you was for it. Well, I didn't understand what he was saying. Amen. And then they go to another and they say, well, I'm for that. What you said yesterday, you was against. Well, I didn't understand. Amen. You know what it is? They're trying to pacify the crowd. They're trying to satisfy those that put. You look and see these politicians, who they're taking big money from. Mm-hmm. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm still in the book. Hold, stay with me. I'm still in the book, praise God. Listen, he said, we need to look and see why people do what they do. Amen. We need to be doing what we do for the glory of God. We need to run our homes, our churches, our country, our nation, praise God, according to the Word of God. Amen. And if it gets contrary to the book, amen, we need to fold her up, praise God, and hunt us another person, another people. We need to get back to God and let God Almighty take charge. Amen. Get going back in the right direction. The lying prophets, they'd been bought. They had been bought. He said, I'm telling you through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Micah was a looking ahead, praise God, and he was seeing a doom of a nation that was coming. Amen. Now, Michael, Micah was the first one, if you study it, Micah was the first one to tell them, praise God, the destruction of Samaria. He's the first one that would praise God. All these prophets said, oh, said, just warm and fuzzy stuff. Everything's good. Everything's getting better. God's going to bless you. God's going to give you this. And you're going to have a new house. I pray God. God's going to get taken and manifest Himself in so many ways to you that you're just going to get all the good that you can stand. Amen. And Micah busted their bubble. He said, they're lying to you. He said, it's going to get worse. It's going to wax worse and worse. The Syrians are coming. Amen. They're eyeballing this place, praise God. They've done got their sights on it. And they're coming. He said, you better wake up. You better realize, praise God, there's a God of heaven. Amen. The one I'm talking about. He said, but truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. He said, I'm here to tell you what God Almighty, the Spirit of God. He said, you've been willing to listen to lies. He said, now let me tell you the truth. Amen. You know, I'd rather a man tell me the truth, even if it hurt me, than to keep telling me a lie. Amen. I want him to tell me the truth. I want to be able to rightly divide, praise God, the truth from error. Praise God. I want somebody to tell me the truth. I had a person the other day here a while back, and it was talking to me about a situation, and I told him, I said, well, I'll just tell you what you need to do. They've been hiding something for somebody for a long time. Amen. They've been hiding the fact that they knew something, and they was afraid to confront the person, afraid to tell them that they knew. I said, do you love this person? Oh, yes. I love them with all my heart. Well, then you need to tell them the truth, because what they're doing is going to destroy them. Amen. But I don't want to hurt them. And I don't want to feel bad about themselves. I said, what you want to do is destroy that person. Said, just tell them the truth in love, praise God. The truth in love will make all the difference. Say, look, I love you. I want to help you. I don't want to see you go down this road. There's a God of heaven that'll help us to not go there. There's a God of heaven that'll manifest Himself in us. That'll give us the help that we need when we need it. The power of God's real. Amen. Person claimed to be a spiritual person, a religious person. Amen. I said, just tell them God. Just give them to it in the Spirit. I said, let God help you to tell them what's going on, how you feel about that. Amen. So I said, well, I feel. I said, well, tell them. Tell them. They've been telling me how they felt about this. I said, well, just tell that person the same thing you're telling me. That you love them, you care about them, you don't want to see them. Micah stepped up and he said, hey, these fellows have been lying to you. Let me tell you the truth, because I love you. I want to see, praise God, improvement in your life. I don't know about you. I'm always up for improvement. Amen. 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 If God can give me a direction, point me in a way, praise God, to improve my life. Amen. I want to go that direction. So Micah, with the power of God, he began to give them the truth. He began to proclaim the word of God. And then notice the courage that he had in verse 9. He said, hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob and princes of the house of Israel, that abhor judgment and pervert all equity. Amen. So he said, hey, listen, he said to these powerful people. That'd be like, Brother Lex, it'd be like me going down to Raleigh. I said, think about it. It'd be like me going down to Raleigh. And say, hey, listen, I want all your attention. All you represent is the state of North Carolina living. I need to talk to you. Amen. That's what Micah did, praise God. He pulled up in front of them. All these powerful people, all these people that are taking big, powerful money, that are being run, praise God, by big, powerful people. And he said, I don't care about that. He said, praise God, they may have money. They may have power from people, praise God. But he said, I've got the power of God. The power of God will always trump the power of man. Amen. If you got the power of God, praise God, you got all the power that you need. But he said, you know what happened? Let me just say this. You know what happened to old Hezekiah? Have you ever thought about Hezekiah? Old Hezekiah was a great king. And the Bible said he began to try to straighten things up. He began to try to get rid of all the things in high places, try to put the courts back in order, try to get everything back in the direction of godly. You know why Hezekiah didn't ever succeed like he should have? Because in his government, they was rich people in high places. Amen? And they wouldn't allow him to take care of the things that he need to take care of when it come to godliness. Amen? They wouldn't allow him to get rid of all the ungodly stuff because the Bible says people have pleasure in sin for a season. Amen? They were caught up in Hezekiah's time. You see any difference in the day and hour we live? People are still the same today. And they're caught up in sinfulness, praise God, and they don't want to give up their sins. They say, well, preacher, there's just some little sins, you know, that I like to kind of hang on to when nobody's a-looking. I want to say, praise God, God's always a-looking. Amen. He sees everything that we do. He sees every word you say, every idle thought, every idle word, praise God. God Almighty sees it. Amen. He knows exactly. But that's why Hezekiah wasn't successful. Amen. What makes us think we can be any more successful without God, without intervention from God? Amen. But Hezekiah was a struggling. Praise God. And he said these people, these princes, they were for hire. Amen. He said that in verse 11. He said the heads thereof judge for reward. And the princes thereof teach for hire. And the prophets thereof divine for money. Amen. Do you see what's happened? They were hirelings. But I want to go, I'd even go further than that. Amen. They weren't only hirelings, they were mercenaries. Because if you didn't pay, praise God, they'd have you whacked, assassinated, killed. Amen. He said here in verse 10, he said, they build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. He said, they're building all right there. They got great big places, getting great big cities, great big things is coming up. But praise God, they're building on the back of the people and the blood of the people. Amen. Praise God. But he said, you know what? He said, God Almighty was bigger than that. Amen. God Almighty is the one that needs to be a, not mercenaries. Not people for hire, praise God. Not building on the backs and the blood of people. Amen. But praise God, they need to be. What Micah does, he begins to refute the greed that's took over in Israel or in Samaria. He begins to refute that, to rebuke that greed that's took over. Can you see around us? They so much, it's pitiful. Greed everywhere. People just want more and more and more. As youngins today, praise God, it want everything mom and daddy's worked their whole life for, and they want it yesterday. Don't want to work for it. Well, you know, if you want that, then you got to go get you a job. They look at you like you've lost your mind. Work! Amen. You know, most of them don't mind work. They can sit down beside it all day long and never break a sweat. Amen. That's just a fact. We're raising up a lazy generation of people. They're sorry, no cattle. They won't strike a lick at a snake. Amen. I mean, if they ain't going to do nothing, at least they can go out in the community and try to help some widow or something. All they know is this. I guess aggravated that. You can't even talk to them. You sit there and talk to them. They don't hear you. It's like they're in another world. I mean, I can be close to me and Teresa talking to them. They don't hear me. But I can stick back, take my phone, I can send them a text, and boom, bang. About 2 seconds. They can text me back a whole lot faster than I text them because they can do it, but they can do it with all fingers. But we're living in a day and hour, praise God. There's no respect. There's no attitude in our people, praise God, to get out and do something, praise God, to bring glory to God. So at the end of the day, praise the Lord, you can say, I've accomplished something. But he said these old missionaries, mercenaries, these people for hire, praise God, they wouldn't chase a biscuit. Amen. Praise God. He said these prophets said for hire, the priests were for hire, the judges were for hire. Everything had a price. Amen. And they were taking all this in, and the fat cats are setting up in the big house enjoying it all. Amen. You know what you had? You had the super elitist and you had the subservient. Does that sound familiar? And they'll say, oh no, we've got your back. We're going to take care of you. While they're sitting in one of their $2 million homes over on the other side of the track. Amen. Praise God. I want to say there's a God of heaven. He said if we'd trust in Him and we'd pray Him, we'd seek Him with all our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our strength. He said He would overcome. Praise God. He would be our God. He said He'd never see the righteous forsaken, nor His seed a begging bread. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? Praise God. I'm saying that when these princes of the world want to take power, praise God, when they want to be God Almighty, I want to say, praise God, I'm going to tell them, you're not God. There's only one God, and He's my God. Amen. They can't take that away from me. They can't even, glory to God, they can't even tax me for it. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I serve a God that's real. I'm glad I serve a God that's able to help me, praise the Lord. Amen. You say, what's the alternative, preacher? So he refuted them for the greed. He refuted them for the lies that they was telling the people. What was they doing? They were just outright lying to people. Amen. They said, you can have everything for free. Everything's free. You don't have to go to work tomorrow. We're going to give you $1,000. Just stay home. Where do they get that? Where do they get $1,000? Where do politicians get money? Taxpayers. Amen? But we're going to give you free education, free health care. Amen. You won't have no want for nothing. Everybody's going to be on Medicare. They're even going to pay for your eyeglasses and your false teeth now. Man, where are they going to get the money? They're going to take 74% of what you make. Just 74%. You can live on, what, 36%? 28%? 28? 26? 20, wow. That's more than I thought. I'm no math. You can make it on 26%. My goodness, You've just gone, just because you've grown accustomed to eating and living indoors, you can give some of that up. But hey, while you're on the streets, you'll have free health care and you'll have free education. What do you mean you're 70 years old and you ain't planning on going back to school? That won't matter. You'll pay for somebody else's. But when God Almighty is taken off the throne and people's put in charge, thank God, they mess it all up. But there's a God of heaven. He said, if you'll trust me, praise God. He said, I'll take care of every situation. He said, I'll not see you, the righteous forsaken. I'll not see you begging bread, praise God. I'll take care of you in every step of the way, every essence of your life. Amen. I don't want people to be in charge of my life. Do you? The government's not supposed to be in charge of our life, not supposed to be in charge of our finances. Amen. We're supposed to be in charge. They're supposed to keep us safe in this country. Amen? That's what our government's supposed to do, keep you and I safe. They're supposed to enforce the laws. It's on the books. They're not supposed to tell us lies. They're not supposed to promise us great things that they can't do. Amen? But Micah says, hey, listen, youngest, he said, you better wake up because the Assyrians are coming. If you'll listen... He said, if you'll listen real close, you can hear the marching feet. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm listening real close, and I'm hearing marching feet. Amen. And the devil's a coming. He's coming for our hearts and our homes and our children, praise God, and he's marching on. But I want to say, praise God, there's some footsteps that's louder than he is. And the footsteps of an almighty God, praise God, if he steps out of the throne of grace, praise God, and he sends that help. Amen. But Micah would say this. He said, that judgment's coming. He says, that verse 12, he said, therefore shall Zion be for Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall come become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest. He said, now just look what he's saying here in verse 12. He said, because of your ungodliness, he said, when you turn your back away from God, he said, you're counting on that Jerusalem, you're counting on those high places. He said, the house and the mountain of the house as the high places. He said, the temple, the place where you're reverencing and holding such high esteem. Praise God. He said that that temple, he said, it's going to become like a jungle. He said, it's going to be overtaken. It's going to be overgrown. He said, in a few years, said, you won't even recognize it. Amen. What was the problem, preacher? Because they gave the power to the people instead of giving the power to God. Trusting God Almighty to manifest Himself to us and to help us and give us the courage and the stamina that we need. Praise God. The princes and the power. Amen. They took it, they seized it. And Micah says, you know what? The power belongs to God. The power belongs to the people of God. Amen. It belongs to you. Now, you say, well, preacher, how do we make a difference? By being God's people. By stepping out today and being what God has called us to do. Amen. Taking the witness, taking the word, taking the truth to people so that they can see, praise God, that there's nothing free in this world outside of God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is the only thing, praise God, that's promised to be free for you and me.